6:30 on a Sunday, and we are live. This is your weekly AA meeting with Arlo and Adam.
I can't win for losing. What is up, everybody? I'm back from Vegas. I'm Adam, and with me, as always, is the man behind the hashtag, Too Strong himself. What is up, Arlo?
What's up, brother? I wish I took a picture of that face. You look so pissed with that.
Yeah, behind the scenes, I'm trying to work on this intro thing, and I knew I had it fixed, but it didn't play out that way.
He played it twice.
I played it twice. We double-checked it, dude. Dude... I'm back from a crazy week, man. Got back Friday from Sin City, Las Vegas. Beautiful Las Vegas. Oh, man, it was a trip, man. I was there for work, and we worked hard during the days, and we played even harder at night.
That's
it was pretty awesome. My amazing wife really encouraged me to not hang out at the hotel room and actually get out, because I was trying to be, you know, fiscally conservative, you know, a good husband.
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to see what he's going to do. Then when he gets home, he's going to tell me I'm going to whoop his ass.
Fortunately, I did not get in any trouble whatsoever this
That's
year.
Good.
And I even got out of Vegas $130 below budget. Right. I even played some poker. I got up $300 playing poker, but a couple of bad beats and lost my chip stack and fought the urge to go back and play some more all week. But, you know, you got to be disciplined when you go places like that.
You ain't lying. Vegas suck your money quick.
Let me tell you, though, I have been married for way too long, in a good way, because
I'm not saying anything.
I cannot sleep by myself. Comfortably, and no, that doesn't mean I found somebody to fill that spot.
Don't leave me no options open, dog.
I know that's. I knew where your head was going, and mine wasn't going anywhere it wasn't supposed to be. So, Scout's Honor. I don't know what the hand gesture is. Scout's Honor. Swear to God, nope. Everything is all good. And however, I did get propositioned a few times. See,
what was his name?
Asshole. So made me cough on that one, you jerk. And I think actually this congestion shit that I'm fighting here, and the sore I've never had a sore throat this bad as I'm dealing with right now.
I don't know, I'm gonna say no because you said laryngitis, so I'm pretty sure you had it worse about 2 weeks ago. But hey, keep going.
True story. But yeah, because of my sore throat, I didn't drink. I didn't, like, smoke. I mean, I had a few drinks here and there, but I didn't, like, get drunk or go out and get tore up or anything. I didn't smoke a cigar while I was down there. But, you know, at night, I was like, I get insomnia real bad, and especially if, like, I'm in a different place or, you know, I cannot sleep.
And then the time switch.
You're right. We're 2 hours behind. Mm-hmm. In Vegas, and then on top of that, you know, I'm used to cuddling up on a warm body when I go to sleep. I didn't have that, and the Wi-Fi sucked ass there.
Aww.
We need to get sound effects.
Nothing wrong with that, dog.
So anyway, my solution. Well, I don't have any sleeping pills. The Wi-Fi sucks, so I couldn't put Netflix on.
It was just whiskey.
I just walked, man, and the MGM family corporation, whatever you want to call it, they own like 7-8 casinos there on the Strip. All of them's interconnected. They own Mandalay Bay, the Luxor, which is the pyramid-looking thing, Excalibur, the big castle, New York, which is the casino that looks like the New York City skyline. They also, the Tropicana, and of course, the MGM Grand. Well, they own all of these casinos. They're all interconnected through skywalks.
Ooh,
and so you don't even have to go outside and cross the street.
You go just, over.
Right.
Dude, that's dope.
And so, like, Mandalay Bay, Luxor, and Excalibur, they have people movers and escalators that move you across, and then you go skywalks for the other casinos. So what I was doing is I was taking walks and just doing laps. And plus, you know, I'm a wallflower. No, I'm not a stalker, but I like to people watch. You know what I'm saying?
Better known as a creeper.
Yeah, I'm a creeper. True story. But, you know, I like to go out there and see, like, what's going on. And It's crazy because in Vegas, it is night and day is just two totally different feels. Now, all the tourists are out during the day.
So you're just sitting there watching people?
Well, I wasn't standing there.
Pretending to eat an imaginary apple?
You got to see his face on the camera. You got to go check us out on YouTube.
You just said they're creepy as hell. Like, no, look at that creepy guy just watching everybody. Okay, I'm sorry.
Hi, 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 hi. Nice dress. Yeah.
With an imaginary apple.
No, just walking around looking like sling bait. Mm-hmm. Having some nice dress and shoes. Mm-hmm. Go down there buffet. They got some taters. But no, I was walking after hours to taking pictures for because the family wanted pictures and all that. Long story short, it's crazy because during the day, it's all like tourists and stuff. At like 12 midnight, everybody just scatters and goes to the rooms or wherever they're at. No one's out on those walkways except the drug dealers and the hookers.
And Adam.
And Adam, because he can't sleep. And so he's walking around looking for, you know, someone to talk to. Can somebody talk to me, please? I'm bored and I can't sleep.
The hookers came up and talked to you. They weren't trying to talk to you, Adam. They were trying to hustle.
No joke. And it's funny because you can always tell the hookers. Because you know you'll see like some white girls.
I would hope you knew what a hooker looked
like. Oh my god! And well, I'm a country boy, dude. I've never seen a hooker in my life, and so it's pretty
funny.
You've
seen quite a few. You just
I didn't know they were working girls, but out there, I mean, it's freaking obvious, and it's just a different experience. And so as I'm walking and I'm doing laps, you know, you kind of play. I'm weird. And I play like a mental game. I was like, oh, he's a drug dealer. Or I was like, I wonder if she's a hooker. I bet she's a hooker. And then you see her approach some random ass dude. And it's funny because you can see all, you can tell which guys are John's because it's always like middle-aged, nicely dressed white guys. And then like this random ass, like ethnic, girl in like
you just
a
had
dress.
You just went double races.
Well, no, it wasn't
a nicely
just,
dressed white guy.
It wasn't and, just and like black girls or Asian girls.
I'm loving this trip. Keep going.
But it was just obvious. I mean, I got it. Just they did I'm not go together. I mean, it's like putting orange and fuchsia together. It just doesn't work, you know. And but it was obvious, and it's just kind of funny to me. And anyway, I was walking around. I'm sure the guys in surveillance were like, "What the hell is this guy doing? This is like his fourth trip through the casino, and he's not stopping anywhere."
You just got a clothes watch put on. They're like, "Look at this creepy guy. He just stops and starts staring at people."
I wasn't staring. I used peripherals, man, and that's something you learn. And don't act like you don't learn about the peripherals in high school.
I know all about peripherals, man. I'm the ace on that.
You lying son of a bitch! I've seen you just straight up stare at some boobies before. Just, and I'm like.
Am I 12?
That's what I was thinking, but I wasn't going to shame your game right in front of the old girl and call you out. This was
Which one?
Oh, I don't even remember her name. This was a long time ago.
Of course.
And but to your defense, things were like out, like hanging out.
I call bullshit, but...
But anyway, it was a fun trip. Went to a couple of cool places. There's this awesome place called Dick's Last Resort. It's a restaurant.
I've seen you go there.
And they freaking insult the hell out of you.
Now, see, that pissed me off. I don't care if it's in good fun or not. You cannot insult me in good fun.
Well, you and I talk shit all the time.
That's different. You're my friend.
Right. Well, and they're not like assholes about it. They're just very sarcastic. And she comes up and she's very sweet to the table. She's like, "Have you ever been here?" And we're like, "No." And they're like, "Well, just so you know, it's all in fun. And we're going to be a little rude. We're going to be sarcastic. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be like offensive or anything. And are we all cool?" And she's like, "Yeah." She's like, "All right, now shut up and tell me what you want." And it's fun. It's just a different experience because, you know, the funny thing is, you know, they're just being honest, like saying everything that every waitress, every waiter on people want to do.
You know, I've been thinking about going back to Vegas.
Yeah.
And being just to get all the stuff that everyone else seen.
Right.
Because I went for, 2 days myself and didn't get shit done.
Yeah, it is hard to be productive there.
I mean,
especially
don't get me wrong.
If you're not out.
Don't get me wrong. All I did was party for
right.
60 hours.
But to be fair, that was part of your goal of your trip.
That's true.
It wasn't like me. I was there on a convention. Exactly. I had to go into class the next day.
I've been pondering just going back to go see all this stuff because everyone's like, man, you need to go here. You need to go here. And we never left where we were. We just partied from.
There's a lot to do in Vegas. And personally, I prefer Fremont Street to the Strip because Fremont Street is what you think of when you think Vegas. Street performers out there.
You've been to Vegas, call in.
Yeah, yeah. Before we get too going, we as always, we do take live callers. We are out there. Our phone number is 516-666-9510. We've got a Gmail account set up at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. We'll read it out on the air. You can also get us on Facebook or Twitter.
Check those emails. I had someone text me this past week, right?
Right.
I had someone text me, and they said, hey, and I got a new phone, so I got like 10 numbers in my phone right now.
Right.
And they said, hey, do y'all check those emails for your show? I said, yeah, when we get them.
Right.
I said, by the way, who is this? And, I just got a new phone. I said, I have no numbers.
I hate that shit.
And they never sent nothing back.
Huh. That's crazy. Yeah, I'll look them up.
And I don't really want to call. I mean,
right.
It's going to be weird.
It's
going to be Adam.
Yeah, for real. We also, if anyone is on our Facebook page, that's facebook.com/AA Meeting Podcast. I did a live thing on Saturday, last Saturday, kind of explaining what went on with our last show. Unfortunately, we are just kind of in a borrowed space from one of my family members. The problem with that is they don't have internet. We're relying on a Wi-Fi. What that means to anyone, those who's not following along with me, that means we are running a show on a very slow internet, which means we are very limited on our stream, what all we can do. If anything's going wrong with the Wi-Fi, that means our connections break up. We had a great caller last week, Jency Cora from Fighter Rider and the Fan. Is that, am I saying that right, Arlo?
I think.
I'm sorry, Cora, if I butchered that.
We got
that.
Shit for memories.
But part of that, her interview got cut off, and Arlo told an awesome boxing story that also got cut off.
The cool thing is, though, it was on Facebook Live.
That's true. It is on Arlo's Facebook Live. Now, the awesome part of this is my home remodel starts tomorrow. We got a couple of phases, and after this first phase, the next phase, I'm going to gain an extra room, which means we are now going to have a studio in my home, and I have high-speed internet because I'm a nerd. I have to have it to live. So there's some cool additions coming to this show. One of those additions means we will stream live, kind of like Arlo does, but I'm going to stream straight to Facebook so you guys can chat with us. It'll be on our Facebook AA meeting page, not our personal pages, but something we can easily share. We can easily communicate with you guys. So that's coming. So this month, next month, you're going to see a whole new dynamic for our show. We'll be able to do a lot of cool things. We'll use the big screen more, show you some videos and stuff so you can see what we're talking about. Awesome stuff coming. Faces. You bet. You can see our smiling faces because I got to say, we are gorgeous.
Just saying. The masses do speak.
So, I had a busy week in Vegas, and I'm finally getting I'm heavily medicated, so I'm getting this throat and coughing issue, so you guys don't have to listen to my raspy voice because have you ever noticed, like, girls, when they start getting, like, sinus issues, they get that deep, and they sound like Michelle Pfeiffer? I know this is totally random. But this gets that kind of a raspy voice, and it's kind of sexy. I don't have that issue.
No, my raspiness is not sexy.
I just sound more like Buffalo Bill. I'm going to have to play some white horses or whatever.
Put some lotion on the skin. Yep. Old Buffalo Adam. Buffalo Richmond. I'm going to introduce us next week. Like in this striking young gentleman beside me, Buffalo Richmond.
Well, if this throat don't get any better, I may be talking through one of those voice boxes. Hey, guys, how we going?
You ain't lying.
Back to Vegas. I saw Bruno Mars, dude.
That's dope, dude. I was so jealous when you said you were going to go see Bruno. Did you dance?
No, I didn't dance. My coworker was with me, and he was feeling like shit, so he's kind of sitting down, and he's not kind of into Bruno. And
how do you know?
I'm not saying he didn't ruin it.
Oh, you know, the electricity in that building.
Inside of me, the white boy deep down inside of me was just freaking doing the Elaine from Seinfeld.
I don't even know what that was.
But you don't want to see me dance. Trust me, it's bad.
I hate nothing. The only thing I can do is two-step.
And then on top of that, like my throat was like on fire. Feels like I've been gargling Clorox. So I couldn't sing, and everybody around me was grateful for this. We did have some Asian people next to me, also from the conference, and they were all breaking it down. And I've got to say, I've never seen people that can dance worse than me before, but it made me feel so great about myself. This guy, I mean, had no rhythm whatsoever, but he had fun, and that's all that matters. But let me tell you, James Brown, if you've ever seen him in person, seen him live, I swear he is the James Brown of our generation, especially if you see his stage show, because his whole entourage group up there, they're all getting in there, they're all in sync, they're just having fun, and it is just show, man.
I bet, man. I bet. I was super jealous when you were like, oh, dude, Bruno Mars, and I was like, dude, I absolutely love Bruno. I love the just the electricity he brings, man.
It is no joke. By far, I would happily spend money to go and see him again.
That's what's up.
And speaking of it, my awesome wife bought me Foo Fighters tickets.
That's what's up, dude.
And yeah, I am like flipping out.
I bet. I bet it's another one of your bands.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting the Guns N' Roses.
The Guns N' Roses? Mm-hmm. That would be awesome, dude. Yeah.
I've seen them once, but it wasn't all of them. It was just Axl and friends, and it's a little disappointing, but I'd like to see the whole band, you know, just one time. I like seeing legends, man. I like seeing the old schools just one more go.
Yeah, I'm not seeing an email from your buddy.
Well,
so.
Yeah, someone just said, I don't know who it was. Okay. I mean, it's just random numbers sent to me and said, hey.
Well, if anyone's out there, the email is aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Be sure you spell that correctly or we will not get it. But if we get it, look, my phone is up right here. It's on the email. I'll read your email there on live. You can stay anonymous or you can identify yourself, whichever you prefer. But so how's your week, man? I'm going to dominate this whole podcast talking about everything I've got
going.
Man,
I'm so fucking tired. I don't even care if you dominated this whole podcast.
I've been watching your Team 2 Strong there on Instagram. Oh, you've been posting a lot of workout videos, getting swole, dude. And if you guys aren't following him on Instagram, you need to look him up. Team 2 Strong. There's also a Facebook page. A lot of good motivational stuff out there.
It's phenomenal. Just trying to get people going, you know what I mean? We about to go live again, bro. I don't even care. You go ahead and just keep rambling. I gotta make a title real quick. Live.
All right.
With Arlo.
Now, I've learned a trick.
I'm gonna watch this. I'm gonna put this in there. And.
Oh, no, you're not gonna do it.
Sanchez!
Yeah, jerk. All right.
You knew I was going to do that, baby. What's up, America or the world? Whatever it is, man. Whoever's listening, let's just... I don't need that turned up. What am I doing? I'm so out of it tonight, dude. I don't even care right now. I'm just like, psh, I'm going to talk about anything. I'm going to talk about myself.
Hey, that's how we do here at the AA meeting. We just talk about random things, especially to you listeners out there and you those out there on Facebook. Anyone wants to call in, talk to us, share a story,
share a
Vegas story.
Put it on here. Put it on here in the live feed. Hey, look, my tattoo's popping out there today, boy. Y'all see that? Anyways, we're gonna get live up in this motherfucker.
If you want to talk to us, visit with us live, you can call in. That's 516-666
pick up sticks
9510, or you can check out Arlo's live feed. I'm gonna have to get you to do on the AA meeting instead of your live feed. You got more friends on your live
feed. Dude, I do. That's why I keep putting it on my live feed. I mean, I got more people that watch this thing than. And they just like hearing my dumbass stories.
You bet. Well, we spread ourselves around like peanut butter, man. So
it's true.
And this time I'll try to make sure I'm not scratching my nuts on the live.
You sure did. We need to figure out how to get like a better. What's up, cutie? We need to figure out how to get this better, man. I can't read it when I turn it like this. It only shows like two things. Like I can't read it sideways.
Right.
If I do it this way, you don't even see shit.
Well,
so
you just wait.
I just put it on me.
Because next month. when we get the our show doing in my home and I get the studio going, we're going to be able to broadcast to Facebook Live, and we'll have a giant monitor,
gangsta shit,
where you can see our feed and you can see the chat. It's going to be freaking awesome. So those of you who are tuning into Arlo's Facebook Live, go to our AA Meeting podcast page on Facebook and smash that like button, and because next month these live feeds will start going to the AA Meeting Facebook page, and you guys will, the sound quality is going to be 10 times better. You'll be able, we'll be more responsive, we'll be able to see what's going on. It's going to be freaking awesome. Friggin' awesome.
He's such a goober.
And we try to tone down the language a little bit.
Man, I can't censor myself. Man, I'm gonna tell you about censoring me. I almost got kicked out of Joplin, Missouri one time. I was working a fight. Sure. I had my fighter up there.
Yeah.
Before this was like our second time being up there, right? And every time you go to a fight, you gotta go to a fight meeting. Which is stupid. It's the same thing over and over. I don't know why, but they always make you go to it. Well, me and my fighter's sitting there, we talking. Hey, that's all you're going to see tomorrow. We can't figure out how to get the camera to look a little better. Unless you just want to see me, then we might just do that.
But you're talking, so you can point it at
you. So anyway, so we're sitting at this meeting, right? Mm-hmm. And this is the second time we've been up there. We're talking about censor in my mouth here. And the guy who, the commission up there in Missouri, looks at me, and he goes, "We can't have any cussing." And I'm like, "What are you talking about? You're in a fight. I'm sorry. They sell alcohol here. You cannot have kids here. Who am I offending?" And they didn't censor me, but they warned me. Even in the back, they said, "I need to watch my mouth." And I'm like, for what? For who?
It's crazy.
For who? You had a fight. You got to do bleeding.
Yeah.
Getting punched in the face, but you worried about what I'm going to say.
Two gladiators wailing on each other until blood pours out of every orifice on their face.
But yeah, man, I'm telling you, dog. I was like, dude, this is unreal. Why are you telling me? And they looked right at me in that fight. He was like, "And no cussing." Get the fuck out of here, man. That's bull. I mean, if we were like on ESPN radio, then I'd watch my mouth. I couldn't say that stuff on here.
Or live on ESPN.
Yeah, or live on ESPN.
Who censors themselves on a podcast?
Yeah, we're on a podcast. You know what? We're on the internet. We're on the internet. Yeah. It is, man. Get over that shit. We got some people talking on here. What's up, Tiny? It's my boy Scott McDaniel. He's one of my workout partners.
Also
one of my strength coaches also. I need to get him in here. Me and Wes, I'm going to bring Wes in here one of these days. We're going to talk about Team Too Strong. We're going to talk about lifting. People get lifting questions, they can call in, talk to us about it.
That would be awesome. Yeah, we keep talking about it. We need to do
I got another guy that's going to come in. Health. I got another guy. He's going to talk about natural like remedy.
No, that would be just an awesome show.
Just a cool show. His name is Will McCauley. He's actually like an actor, and I'm training him to do a fight scene. And it's very ironic. The week before he got a hold of me about doing this fight scene, he called me. He's like, "Hey, dog." He's like, "Hey, dog, I got a." He's like, "I'm doing a movie." I said, "Okay, what's going on, man? Wow. What's up?"
Oh, I was listening.
He goes, "I got a movie coming up." I said, "Okay." He goes, "I need to learn how to fight." I said, "Dude, I got you." Okay. He goes, "I need to learn how to like really fight." I said, "Okay." Super ironic, dude. Super ironic. I'm watching, right?
Right.
Or I'm driving back from Fort Smith, Arkansas, and I'm listening to a Stone Cold podcast.
Uh-huh.
Stone Cold and Steve Austin's talking about acting. He goes, "You know what, man? The hardest part about acting was when I fought." He said, "Because I had no footwork." And he said, "I was like, damn, I look like shit whenever I do these fight scenes."
Right.
And I said, "Dang." And I was like, "Okay, this is making a little sense here. It's making a little sense." And he goes, "So if you ever notice when I do fight scenes in movies, it's from the shin, from the knees up."
Hmm.
He said, "Or the waist up. Or we're just standing there exchanging punches." He goes, "There's no moving." And I was like, "I never thought of it that way. It really is." And I was like, because I was watching The Expendables like the next day and watched him and Stallone, and there was no movement out of him. And I was like, okay. And it was really weird because then a week later, Will hits me.
Right.
And then I was like, tell me he needs help on a fight scene. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll tell you what, man, first thing we're going to do is make him learn how to move like a fighter.
Yeah.
That's the best thing I can work with him. Cool thing about him, though, he's a chiropractor. So he's all about this natural stuff, you know, and
how to
you know, fix your body naturally without, you know, pain pills or without all this good stuff. So, I mean, he was wanting to come in today, but he had things come up, so I couldn't get him in. But we're going to try to do that, like, in the next, I don't even know.
Yeah, get with him. For those listening, I mean, I hear a stellar show in the making. We'll do a show that's focused on health.
Yeah, that'd be dope, dude.
And then if that one goes well,
I would
well,
like a lot of callers. Like, I got a lot of people that are in the, you know, fitness and health, you know,
right.
Professions. And that'd be cool just to have them call in and get insights of everybody's, man.
Well, I think a lot of people are like me, and they just don't know where to start. And it's very overwhelming.
Do you remember when I talked about opening a gym? I said that was one of my biggest concerns.
Right.
My biggest concern is I know a ton of people that would finish the race. They just don't know how to start. Mm-hmm. And that's why I want to open that gym, man. I want to get people started so that way we can just – nothing better than seeing someone get some gains, man.
Well, let me tell you. I mean, you look at CrossFit. You look at PS90X. You look at those Sean T workouts. You look at all of these things. And, hell, you walk into a gym and see, like, lines and rows of workout machines.
Mm-hmm. And you know what to do.
You have no idea where to start. You don't know what weight to start. You don't know how to find your max and then do the calculations so you know what your workout routine is supposed to be of. Very difficult. Very, very difficult to start on, like, lifting or doing exercises outside of, like, normal walking and running and all of that good stuff.
I'll tell you what, man. I started working with a female fighter.
Yeah. You've told us about this several times.
Yeah. It was, like, about a week ago. Michelle McDaniel.
Oh, another one.
Yeah, Michelle McDaniel.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, because she just said, hey, what's up? And, I'm telling you, man, if we can get it right, I rarely, and I'm not saying this because I know, I'm not saying this because they're family to me. If we can get it right, and I don't say this with it, I think we got something.
That's awesome.
And that's the coolest part about it, dude.
Yeah.
Like, I absolutely love working with fighters. I love training fighters. But I absolutely love training fighters that I'm like, okay.
Oh, they got
we
it.
We make something happen here. You know what I mean?
Well,
I
when got you a see lot that spark, man, it's just on another level.
And the thing is, it's the natural movement that I see. Yeah. It's the natural movement. And that's what I look for.
Right.
Like, I got a lot of people that come up and they're like, oh, I want to fight. Oh, I want to do this. I want to do that. And then they just don't, or they just can't. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, why they? What are they not? What are they missing? You know what I mean? And don't get me wrong. I mean, it's still a giant work in progress. But I see the potential, and that's what I love.
Yeah.
Like, I love seeing potential. Potential, to me, is the best thing because, like I said, I can sit there and see someone that's, you know, that's just a tough dude off the street, no potential when he gets in the ring.
Well, you give anyone that's not an artist a block of clay, and all they say is sees a brick of dirt. Or even better, like a woodworker, you just throw a log down and it's like, oh, this is just a piece of lumber I'm going to have to shape. But to an artist, you see that natural grain, the natural flow of the wood, and then it just jumps out and you see what it could be.
Yep.
And then you see something that you're just like, oh, man, this is going to be amazing.
You see the big picture.
Right.
You're seeing the big picture. And I'm like, I might have something I can work with in this. And that's what I like. And I mean, it's like I said, it's still to be determined, which is expected.
Uh huh.
You know, that never means any offense because, right. I mean, I was a work in progress. I just got short end of the stick with my knees going out.
Yeah. I got the same thing with intelligence and talent. So, short end of the stick.
Whatever. You figured out all this computer shit in like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
I'd have still been plugging stuff up while I'm saying that. This video would have been the podcast. So don't ever say it and be like, oh, I got nope, trust me, dog. I've been doing just lectures off of Facebook Live laying on my bed.
Making duck faces, pouty lips, and giving the wink.
The wink would have been there. Now, don't get me wrong. The wink's always there. That's my go-to.
That's awesome. I can't wait for this gym, dude. I'm ready to start getting in shape. Dude, my back is like freaking, it sucks, dude. We'll I keep get getting Charlie horses and stuff, and it's
what's up, Jimmy?
You ever get those laying in bed and then all of a sudden like your toe cramps up and like you can't get it out and you're like jump out of bed and you're like trying to walk
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I've ever had a toe cramp.
Are you serious?
Pretty sure.
Oh my gosh. It sucks because you're like walking around and you would have thought that like a snake bit you.
Anybody watching out there, have y'all ever had a toe cramp? I'm sure they can because, I mean, there's muscles and tendons and everything in there, but I've just never had one. I mean, I've had calf, quad, hamstrings, back.
And I thought it was just dehydration because I wasn't drinking enough water, but when I was down there in the desert and, like, my throat's dying, so carbonated drinks suck. So I've been chugging water. I guess I'm going to have to up my potassium. They say that's good for your muscles, too. But
you know what has a lot of potassium in it?
Bananas.
Oh, take a wild guess.
Beans. I mean,
they do, too.
What's that?
Yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo. I love Yoo-hoo.
I do too. Go take a look at Yoo-hoo on the back of it. It's got a lot of grams of potassium in it when you take a look at it. And a lot of people don't know that because I always say that. I'm like, hey.
Favorite line in a movie. You know what else goes with Yoo-hoo? A little rum.
Rumpelstiltskin?
Rumpelstiltskin. He's a good man.
Man, but you asked me how my week went.
Yeah.
Dude, I've had a fucking great week, and I don't even care. I know we're trying to keep it PG-13. Right. So that's like three I've done. Once I go past one, I'm like, well, back to rated R. Back to rated R.
That's where we live. Oh, gosh, you guys should have heard. We were testing all this stuff out, and I think, man, if we ever wanted to go to a more vulgar podcast, not nothing like Tasteless, just, oh, man, you're going to have to listen up. I think at the end of the year, we're going to do a blooper reel.
Yeah, we'll do a blooper reel.
Because the conversation we had while we were testing this stuff out is like one of the funniest things. But anyway, you had a stellar week.
You had a great week. I had a phenomenal week. Really didn't do much, like, as far as activity-wise. I mean, I messed my wrist up 2 weeks ago, so I let it rest.
Right.
Same one I broke, of course. I mean, you know, it can't not work for me.
Man, you need to switch hands when you do that kind of stuff. I mean, you kind of wear one out. You got to keep them all even.
That's buzzing fools in the head is what that was from.
That's what I was talking about. You don't want a favorite one. What are you? You dirty SOB.
I tell you, though, man. I tell you, dog, man. Like I said, I always said my left hand was better than my right, and that's what irritates me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, I knock a fool out with my left hand. That's money right there. Now it's all busted. Hey, cool thing is, too, they're talking about having some fights down in Muskogee, a boxing event.
I saw that.
And I had a couple of people. I talked to my old boxing trainer last night, and he was like, hey, man. he said, hey, man. He goes, I got some of the old fighters that we grew up with that we went through all the amateurs and stuff with,
yeah,
or needing a trainer because my trainer's leaving. And he goes, and I'm like, oh shit, here we go. And I love that part. I love the 5 minutes before the fight. That's my favorite part of the whole night. People always ask, you know, what was your favorite part of the fight?
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Well, I mean, obviously, because that's usually where the magic is.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a blast in the middle of the fight. But I tell you what, man, the end and the 5 minutes before. Because that 5 minutes before, dog, you just zoning in. And you somebody else. You are right. Somebody else. You are not you in that moment.
The Hulk has came out. Bruce Banner's just hanging back in the subconscious.
Bruce Banner got left back in that locker room, baby. You just Hulk smash. You somebody else. You are somebody else for like 5 minutes, man, that walkout. And it was the coolest part. Is when the commission will come back there, or whoever's running the venues will come back there, and they'll say, hey, you're up next. And you're just like, here we go.
I love to see the entrances.
Oh, dude, that's money. That was money. I can't even do the face because I'm not even in those moments anymore. Like, it's not there.
Well, I mean, you have to amp yourself up. You have to turn off that conscious, that mechanism that says, you know, don't hit. You know, you got to turn all that stuff off and just get yourself. And,
oh, dude.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. We're gonna get this, yeah.
And you know, imagine, like, one of my favorite things to do was I always listening to Mike. Mike Tyson had a lot of good, like, one liner stuff.
He's furious.
Mike said when he's walking down the ramp, boy, he'd always sit there and say, "Man, did I do this enough? Did I do this enough? Am I ready?" And he said, as I got closer, I said, "Yeah, this motherfucker has no chance of beating me."
Yeah. Oh, Iron.
I never got that in depth to it, but I'd always get in there, and yeah, I was a big dude.
Yeah.
They didn't expect me to float around like I did. And as soon as I get in there, I'd say, what would Ali do?
Yeah.
So as soon as I get in there, boy, I start shuffling, moving, bouncing on the toes, slipping. Right. And people's like, what the hell is this guy? Where do you come from?
Big boy can move.
Man, floating like a butterfly, stinging like a runaway train, baby, is what it was. It wasn't no butterfly on this one, man. It was like a semi. That's how Daddy put it down. I'm just telling you.
I am so glad I've got such a humble co-host, man. But you got to be that way whenever you're a fighter, though.
You do. You have to have a different mindset, and people don't get that. And that's what I try to teach, and that's what I try to put into these people that say they want to fight, because I'm like, look, there's not much room for humble pie.
Well,
because I can't go in there and say, oh, I'm okay, fighter, and expect someone to just...
Right.
In that business, it's all about respect. And the best part I love about fighting, man, right. I don't know why we just got started on fighting. We were just talking about my week. But anyways, the best thing,
you live fighting, Darlo.
I do. It is your life. I really do, man. It would still be my life if I had the knees for it.
Right.
I mean, I do it for $20 in a road map.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'd fight him out in the backyard if you wanted to go, you know.
Well, since you don't have that dude to find behind the dumpster at Burger King.
No more Kimbo Slice, man. No more Kimbo. We'd have made one hell of a fight, dude. I had it so planned out. I was like, man, I was watching him, and I'd watch him, and I'm like, dog, you got this.
Yeah.
You got this. I'm like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's going to hurt when he hits you. It's a fight. You know what you signed up for. And that's the thing. I'll tell you the thing. It irritates the most about me. Mm-hmm. The thing that irritates the most to me, whenever I'm sitting there listening, and people come up to me, and they're always talking to me. They're like, hey, man, you doing this, you doing that, yeah, yeah, okay, yeah, I got it, appreciate it. Mm-hmm. But then people's like, well, he hits hard. Damn, it's the fight business. It's the hurt business. Of course he hits hard. You don't think I didn't factor that in? I factor in getting pummeled to give a beating.
Right.
And that's where people mistake it. People don't factor in that I'm going to get hit. Like, especially new people. Like, people who's been in the game, people who stayed in the game, we all factor that shit in.
Right.
We're like, okay, you know what you're in for. You know what you signed up for. But all these new people that get in there, they all like, oh, well, I'm going to do this. I'm like, you ain't playing. You just playing on not getting hit?
Yeah.
I'm like, you do realize, even in a 5-round fight, he's probably throwing roughly close to anywhere from 100... 200 punches through that hole.
Wow.
You know?
I want anybody to that did not impress. I want anybody just to go out to find a punching bag and count to 100 and put all of your weight into every punch. Not
bad
just
intentions. Bad intentions is what we called it.
Not just, you know, not jab, jab, jab. What hell, even jab. Just half strength and go hit punch the thing 100 times. Tell me your arm don't feel like it's gonna fall off.
Oh, dude, right out the gate, like it don't even bug me now. Even now that I ain't done it like in 1,000 years,
right?
It still don't bug me. Like, I can get up there. I mean, it'll get a little tired.
Yeah,
but and with the funny thing is, like, I use 20-ounce gloves.
Mm-hmm.
You fight with 10-ounce gloves.
Right. Well, so, I mean, that's like baseball players who they throw the weight while they practice, and then take it off, and that bat is light as hell.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, it's just, I don't know, man. It's new people, you can always tell within like a couple weeks.
Right.
My old trainer, you want to know how I learned?
How's that?
Day one. Mo was at the time in his early 40s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how long we were doing this. He's pretty old now. But anyway, my trainer Mo was in his early 40s. Built like a brick house, dude, about 210 pounds, just solid muscle. Right. And we were talking about boxing. He's like, man, I could teach. I said, all right, cool. Let's, yo, whatever, man, you know. And
sure.
I got our equipment. I got everything we needed, you know, because I said, I want to do it. Uh-huh. And that's the difference in people. That's the other thing I'm going to throw real quick in here before I finish the story, is people get in there and they don't expect. They're like, oh, hey, come to me. Why would I come to you? I know what I'm doing.
Right.
When I went to do it, I went and found it.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to do it.
Yeah.
You ain't doing me no favors, man. Right. You know, I ain't got to travel fucking to Tulsa every day to Oklahoma City. Well, for what?
Right.
You know, you won't. And I'm doing it nicely for free. You know, and I got dudes that are like, hey, can you come? No. You come down here. But anyways, so Mo gets in there. And this is how I learned, man. Mo goes, all right, man. You ready to learn? I said, yeah, man. He goes, all right, first lesson's today. First lesson's free.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't do it this way. I don't do it this way. Mo's super old school, super mean.
Right.
And we like family.
Uh-huh.
So I can't imagine what he do to people that he didn't like. And he goes, all right, glove up. Okay. Wrap my hands up, gloved up. And I'm looking. I'm like, why's he getting ready?
Right.
He goes, you got your mouthpiece? I said, yeah. All right. First day. We hopped up there and sparred. I got my ass whipped.
Oof.
I mean whipped. My nose was bleeding. My mouth was bleeding. And he whooped me for 4 rounds. For hard, like, just mean to me, man. And I was like, damn, this sucks.
Yeah.
And he goes, hey. I said, yeah. He goes, man, you did good. I said, thank you. I don't know what I'm doing.
You know?
And he goes, you still want to fight? I said, fuck yeah, dude. He goes, all right, come back tomorrow.
See, that's what I was thinking.
That was it, man.
Trial by fire, man.
It was. I mean, it was.
That's finding something you can't sugarcoat.
No,
man.
I mean,
anybody thinks that they can do it, man. I could. Fuck Holyfield. I could, or fuck Mayweather. I could kill Mayweather.
Yeah, bulls. Yeah, you
get. Yeah,
you
know, you get in there and take a few hundred punches from him.
And I don't know how long of. I mean, it just seemed like he never quit hitting me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think I hit him once. I mean, I'm sure I did. I like the ego, like I did, but in all honesty, I don't think I hit him.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, dude, this sucks. Is this what it's like? And that was the first time. Yeah. That was the first time I ever felt bad after sparring. That was the very first day. And he's like, dog, you got it. You good. You know, he's not trying to coach me. Like, man, whatever. You whoop my ass. You better be nice to me right now.
So I don't sue.
Yeah. Nah, I wouldn't
touch
sue.
Touch me, I'll sue.
And so we get up there. The next one was whenever I got whooped by like about a year later. About a year later, the toughest guy I ever met, Jason Nicholson. And Jason Nicholson used 20-ounce gloves. And would hit me so hard, I could feel his knuckles through 20-ounce gloves. I could feel knuckles cracking my face, right? And I said, man, this is good Lord, this dude hits so hard.
Right.
What is he packing in those? Uh-huh. It's just hands. That's it. Just knuckles. And I feel him every time he hits me. It didn't matter if he hit me in the shoulder, if he hit me in the face. I could just feel those knuckles.
Was it those big old arthritis golf ball knuckles?
I don't think it was like arthritis. It was just like concrete in there. And so I got done with that, man. I was like 20, 21 maybe.
Right.
Pretty young. Y'all still a young man. And I go sit down, man. I'm dizzy. Dizzy like a motherfucker. And Cecil Pettigrew, my old trainer, he goes, man, you did good. I said, whatever. I just got smoked. And I was good. I thought I was good, man. I was fast. I still had legs.
Yeah.
None of that mattered that day. And he goes, Jason about my age then.
Yeah.
Jason goes, Cecil goes, man, he goes, you went in there with a dude that's been a pro fighter for 15 years who ain't nobody wanted to fight in this gym. And he goes, you stood in there for four rounds with him and took a beating and never took a knee.
Right.
Never went down. And seriously fought him. Because he only came right at me. So, yeah. I mean, I had to do something. I wasn't going to stand there and just get pummeled.
Yeah.
I mean, I threw some shots, but it just didn't like it did anything. And I was like, man,
start calling your future.
There was almost no future. And so I was like, yeah, I get what he's saying. And, you know, the cool thing was, like I said, I put Jason kind of on a little bit of pedestal. I always say he's the toughest dude I ever met. Toughest dude I ever fought. Toughest guy. And mm-hmm. we only fought in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
We never fought on any kind of card.
On a ticket or card or
nothing. Yeah. We only fought in the gym. Because when you put up gloves with this dude, you fight him. There is no middle grounds. But a few years later, I ran into him at the casino when I was working.
Right.
I was like, man, I was in some friends. I was like, I know that cat. So I go out there and I talk to him. And I was like, man, I'm still telling people stories about you, how hard you hit, about how bad you were. And I said, man, when I looked at him, it's the coolest part of my favorite story.
Yeah.
Second favorite story. I said, man, let me ask you something. He said, what? I said, why'd you do that? Why'd you whoop my ass so bad those days?
Right.
He said, honestly? I said, honestly. He said, I'm scared you're going to do it to me.
Yeah, it's true.
And I was like, that's dope, dude. That was my favorite part. That's like my highlight. Like my ego went. I was like, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, daddy. 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 He knew daddy was in the house.
Oh man, but yeah, man, it's been a really good week though. Let's get back on that topic.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a different do nothing now. My broke wrist was messing up on me, so it's pretty good right now.
Good.
Went back to the gym today and held up really well. Took about a week and a half off, I think, a little over a week. It's just been a really good week. We'll get into that later, hopefully.
Yeah, we both had, man, killer weeks, and I try not to focus so much on all this icks I got going on, but who didn't have a good week? Our man, old boy, Manny Pacquiao.
Hang on a second. Got robbed. Hey, world, before we wrap up this live show, and again real quick, we're about to talk about that Pacquiao Horn fight last night. So if anybody out there wants to talk about it, man, call in, you know, just holler at us. We're going to do what we do best anyways.
You bet. This show is going to continue on without you guys on Facebook Live. So if you want to finish the show, tune in to our blog
we talk. We get like three more listeners as soon as I say we sign it off. But call in, man. What is it? Say the number again.
That number is 516-666.
Pick up sticks.
9510. Give us a call in. Give us your stories, vacations. You want to join in on the conversation with the fight.
Everything.
Give us a call. You can continue listening to us. Me and Arlo both shared the feed. Go check out our Facebook page, AA Meeting Podcast. There'll be a link to our feed. You can tune in with us.
Till then, follow on the live show. We out. Facebook.
And to all of you wonderful people who figured out where the party's at, it's right here.
Not in Adam's pants. No, it's not the pants party. You're not invited to the pants party, but you are invited to the podcast party. And if you want to see us on video, it will be uploaded first thing in the morning, and you can check us out on video. I got some tweaked our interface a little bit. Graphics, you can see our cool graphics and links to all of our social media connections there. Once again, that's 516-666-9510. Give us a call.
You ran through that one, dude. Let me say pick up sticks.
I know. I got to squeak them in there a little bit. That's also what I tell my wife. But anyway, Facebook, we're AA Meeting Podcast. We're on YouTube, AA Meeting Podcast, and Twitter, AA Meeting Pod. Email address, aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. Good Lord, we're out there everywhere.
You know, cool thing is, too, I meant to say this earlier. We got some people from Topeka, Kansas listening.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy Tiger Taylor, who I went and lifted with today. He wanted to work out with me. He was like, I've been referring your show to a lot of people up there. He's like, we got some people in Topeka, Kansas that listen to it. Like they love, they started from episode one that they could get, the one that they could get on YouTube.
That is awesome.
And went up and just kept listening. And I'm like, dude, that is freaking, I mean, they don't know us. They don't know us.
Yeah, guys, I mean, we may be humble people, but we do love the feedback.
Yeah.
If you see us out in the streets, first of all, I don't know what I'm doing on the streets. Don't offer me drugs, or I don't need hookers.
He might think you're a hooker if you want
true story
on the street, because he knows what they look like.
Yeah, I do. I've seen what the pros wear. I like that. I'm going to keep that line. I'm going to write that down.
He said, but I know what the pros.
If you see us out there in the real world, let us know you're listening to the show, man. Especially if you got some advice or some feedback, we love to hear. We want to make the show as good as it can be. We want to go viral. Share on Facebook. That's the most productive thing you can do for us. Share it. Tell your friends. We want to get out there. And we've been talking about working on some merch. Once we get a little bit bigger, we're going to get some merch, sell that stuff. All proceeds will go back to the show, not our pockets.
Not our pockets. So all we can do is get this name better.
You bet.
It'd be cool, man. We'll make the AA meeting shirts, that like the new banner you got, the new sign.
Yeah. You got to see this thing. It's pretty cool.
It'd be cool. It'd be really cool.
Tune into our YouTube channel so you can see the graphics. I dabble a little bit. So we're gonna work out something awesome for the shirts. Pay for the studio or the service, streaming service, bump up my internet a little bit so we can bring cooler stuff.
I'll tell you what else was cool, man.
What's that?
I was talking to Tiger today about those people from Topeka.
Yeah.
And he's like, dude, they love the YouTube. They love watching. They listen and they love listening. They watch the YouTube. Awesome. And I was like, dude, that is freaking awesome. And he goes, the cool thing they liked, he said they love the real life part we talk about.
Yeah.
He goes, they love the real life part we talk about. He said they love the final thoughts, the words to live by.
I told you, man. I told you.
I said, dude, that is dope, man. I mean, it's cool that someone and I love all my people. I love everybody who listens. I love everybody who listens. But you know, it's when I got people here, and you know, that are close to me here. Mm-hmm. And they're like, man, you do a great job. I'm like, awesome. And, you know, I do love that, but I'm always like, oh, they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
Are they just being nice?
Right.
You know, because at times I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I kind of suck that show. You know, I don't know, man. It's just, it was really cool to hear that. I was like, dang, where's Adam? I should put him like on a phone call, and we just had a business meeting right then. But yeah, dude, he was like, dude, I got people in Kansas listening to you.
That's awesome.
And I was like, dude, that is, like my boy Dutch, he's got people in Catoosa, you know, listening that off of, up at the casino.
You know, I've gotten people saying that they're listening from walks of life that I never would have thought would be entertained by our show. Super conservative people, and all the way up to like the people that prefers like the most vulgarest, craziest stuff. although we did have a car sex bit couple episodes back, and that is like the most popular thing.
And we're not talking about in-car sex. We're talking about someone having sex with a car.
Yeah.
That was the best episode. That was one of my funnest episodes.
And you guys got to go back, go through the YouTube videos. And
the creepiest part is when we're talking about that, you ought to see the creepy erotic arousal face Adam makes when we're discussing someone having sex with a car. That's the only part that scared me after it was over when I looked back at the YouTube.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I'm just saying, if y'all want to go back and look at it, absolutely go and look at it.
You're killing me. But we love to talk about life because, you know, Arlo and I, we tend to be a bit amateur philosophers. I mean, Arlo's a bachelor, and he's got a lot of advice for bachelors out there. And
I tell you what, though, I got a lot of advice for bachelors of how to do it wrong.
Well, you know, the best lessons in life are the ones that you learned yourself. I mean, especially when you learned what not to do. I was like, let me tell you what's going to happen. First, you're going to do this, and then that, and then the other.
I'll tell you what, man, there's a song that just came out. It's have you heard the new Garth Brooks song?
I have not.
It's called Ask Me How I Know, and I was telling someone the other day, I said, it's sad, but that's my theme song. And it made me think of that, what you just said, when you said going down hard lessons and sharing them with someone. You're telling someone, this is what you're about to do, and this that is what that song is. Mm-hmm. The song is, I'm assuming, an older guy explaining to a younger kid.
Right.
And he keeps telling him, this is what you're going to do, this is what you're going to do. And he goes, then every time the chorus says, it builds up, and then he goes, ask me how I know.
I heard that the other day. Now that you mention it, I heard that the other day, and it was a really touching song.
Dude, it's a super, and I was like, damn, that's...
Yeah. Oh, there's another country song. Go listen to us, Okie Boys. Country song.
Country much.
And it was a guy in a bar talking to another guy, and he's basically telling the stories, and then the guy dies at the end of the song, and spoilers, and goes and I've got somebody calling. I don't know who this is, but
what happens when you're on live.
Guys, if you're calling live, call us on our show at 516-666-9510. Doesn't do me any good to get you on my cell phone. But anyway, yeah, I mean, it's crazy how some of those songs can just sum up.
Strike a nerve, man.
See, that's the stuff I love. That's the thing I hate about music anymore is it's just so repetitive, and it's like hip-hop is all about getting in the clubs and... Mm-hmm. Turning hoes and how much you can smoke and drink.
And you know what's sad? That's what I used to think life was. Because all I did was work at bars. Dude, up until a year ago, I ran a bar.
Yeah.
And I'm 35. Up until for 16 years of my life, my most consistent job was a bar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've always known you working in the bars.
Yep.
Until like last decade or so.
And then I was just in and out. People like I felt like
a side job.
Yeah, I was like a hired hitman. They were just like, "Hey, dog, I need someone that's dumb enough to run into some dumb situations." I'm like, "Psh, I'm your man, baby. You know, I'm gonna do what I do best. And that's breaking necks and cashing checks, but
that's gonna be on one of the shirts. Team Too Strong across the front and back, breaking necks, cashing checks. I love it.
We'll add something cool, man. We'll put breaking necks, cashing checks, daddy.
Right.
One new one in there.
Let me tell you, if you want to learn the most about people, now working in a bar is not for everybody, but you will learn so much about people and the world around you by going and working in a bar, whether it be a security, bartender, DJ, whatever. I learned so much from my time working in a bar. You just see the transformation people, when they're sober, when they're drunk, their mannerisms, patterns that people follow.
True.
And you try not to stereotype people, but you can always, I mean, you do it long enough, a person walks through that door, and I don't mean to judge the book by its cover, but just by the way they carry themselves, the people they associate, the people they talk to, and you can tell how that person's going to end up at the end of the night. And I used do that, didn't advertise, but I used to do that in my own head.
You're a creeper.
Oh, you ass.
Keep going. Keep going, creeper.
It's only creepy if they catch you. No.
We still call a big creeper. Big creeper Adam Richmond.
Big C, and it's creeper, not the, what you're thinking. So. Again, just ask my wife. No. But
you never know what you're going to hear out here. Keep going.
My wife, poor wife, she's going to be like, yeah, I heard your husband on this podcast said he's got a tiny... Oh, anyway. But no, but yeah, you can usually tell. And when people go in the bar, they usually have a game plan, and they're like, man, I'm here to get fucked up and do fucked up shit. Or there's other time, man, I'm looking to get lucky tonight, you know?
You know what's funny? You know, I never really had a game plan every time I went.
It depends. Like
I was always freestyling when I went in there.
Yeah.
Like I'm like, I'm gonna see what I always just went to see what the night had to offer.
Right.
You know, if it's just a good time, hey, I had a great time. Just throw someone through a door, well, I threw someone through a door. But I guarantee you this, for everyone who's thinking about working at a bar,
yeah,
more girls will come up to you after you sling some dude through a door.
Yeah.
20 girls that night, well, you just made their night. For whatever reason, they think you the baddest dog in the yard, and you just the dumbest one.
Now, we got to put the asterisk on this. Don't be the drunk guy trying to sling some random dude out the door.
This is true.
Because we've seen it. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's funny, the way people react whenever you're not there trying to score a date or whatever versus whenever you're there just to pick some up. I've seen some friends go in there and their sole goal was to get a lady for the night. And they were always had to work so much harder. And me being the married guy, yes, I am creepy as hell in a bar, mainly because I'm just looking for somebody to talk to when I'm walking around. I'm the creepy married guy walking around with the beer when I'm there without friends. And I'm just trying to find, you know what I'm saying? Because I suck at starting conversations. I cannot break the ice whatsoever. Now, once this conversation's going, I can keep it going. But, like, just start walking out to somebody I'd never met. And just, what's up, dude? How's it going? How's life?
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah, let's hear it.
I have not been to a bar in over a month.
Holy crap, dude. And over this a is month. Surprising because, I mean, it's not like you drink, but still, I see you in socially in bars a lot. So, or used to anyway. Apparently, it's been over a month. Is there a reason for that? Or
at first, not really. Mm-hmm. It was just, man, I had better things to do. I mean, right. I can't always say better things.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, I was at the gym.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night. You know, and then I get done. I'm tired. I'm just going home, going to bed.
Right.
You know? And it'd be like midnight, you know?
You know, I'd probably be in a whole hell of a lot of shape if I would go to the gym whenever I'm bored and on my night out rather than staying at home playing World of Warcraft, drinking energy drinks and junk food.
Hey. You know what, man? Are you happy when you do it?
You bet.
And that's what matters, man. I mean, I don't care if you...
Yeah.
All I'm going to do whenever we get you started is we're going to change that. You can still go play World of Warcraft on Saturday night, but instead of drinking energy drinks and eating Doritos, you're going to be drinking, you know, I don't know, rice cakes and a gallon of water, you know?
Yeah.
That's it, man.
I have increased my water intake a lot recently. I've lost 15 pounds this month. I'm pretty stoked about it. Probably those four laps around the six casinos, avoiding hookers for the last week has probably helped a little bit of that. But, yeah, I mean, when I've noticed that I've lost a little bit of weight since I've, reduced my portion sizes and the amount that I've eaten and my soft drinks, first at Rocklahoma, cause the free food was at scheduled times. I didn't snack. And I was concerned with hydration, so I drank water, 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 water. Went to Branson with group environment. I didn't have snack food available. Regular meals, water, 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 water. And then here in Vegas, lots and lots of water. So
you can't beat that, dude. I mean,
the weight will melt off of you if you just get rid of that junk food and the snacks.
Well, you know, the thing I learned, and I didn't learn. I mean, I already kind of knew. Yeah. I just didn't put it to use.
Sure.
I've known this forever. I just didn't ever use it. But you can't outwork out a bad diet.
Yeah.
It's impossible. I don't care.
What was it, 80% is nutrition?
Guaranteed. Yeah. Guaranteed. I mean, it's one of those things, I don't care who you are, mm-hmm. no matter how much you do, you are not going to outwork it. I mean, I got big 2 years ago before I went pipelining. And Mars was about the same size as they were now.
Right.
But me and my buddy, we were on these, I forget which ones they were, but it was a GNC product. I mean, it's not that it's the best either. I mean, it's probably something to the FDA says it's not approved. Right. It's a testosterone booster, right? We're on this test booster, and all we do is we go work out, leave the gym, go to Freddy's in Muskogee, eat a steak burger. But before we went to the steak burger, we go get a peanut butter protein shake from the mall, mm-hmm. and have this giant freaking cup of peanut butter protein shake, and then go eat at Freddy's every day. And wow. all it did was, it just bulk you up, man. It's all we were doing, powerlifting, mm-hmm. like, look, diet, you know. We were just, but I mean, we didn't get healthier. We just got stronger.
We just got bigger muscles.
Yeah, man. We couldn't run down the, we couldn't even run halfway down the block, man. My buddy, he's a shorter gentleman, Wes, the guy I love with. Wes is a shorter gentleman. You know, he's got a big frame for his height.
Yeah.
But he don't have a big frame for, like, a big guy. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so when he bulked up, like, his body was just hurting. Because, I mean, he should be around about 200, anywhere from 180 to 200 range. Mm-hmm. He looks super healthy then. This dude was sitting like 225, 230.
Right.
And we were like, we hurt. Like, everything just hurt, man. And we were like, God, because all we did was lift heavy. What are we doing? Like, it's funny because we watched The Rock do this.
Yeah.
The Rock did a bent over row. 315. Now, what that is you get down, kind of, you're almost like in a, God, it's horrible. I can't do it on camera over here. Right. I look like an idiot. Anyways, most people know what a bento row is. Anyway, so I grab it, and Wes couldn't do it. Wes got almost to it. I said, dang. And I said, damn, Wes is stout. Uh-huh. And I said, damn, Wes can't do it. Oh, you're going to be able to do it, big dog. I said, fuck it. No time like the present. So I was like, 315. We watched The Rock do it. And I'm like, cranked it twice, dropped that, and I was like, yeah, I thought I was gonna die. I'm serious. I thought I was gonna die. Like, I've never pushed weight one time.
Didn't say that.
No, Lord, no. Those girls in the gym, everybody was like, man, what's this guy doing? I'm like, I don't know either, but I think I just died a little.
He's pooping out his kidney right now, bro.
No, I'm pretty sure, like, it came out. I puked it out. All my intestines and everything just came out.
So how long was the roids?
And you know, I don't even know if GNC makes that product anymore, you know. I was like, that plug got banned.
Yeah.
Real quick. And then there's another thing I tell people now, you know, watch out what you're doing. Watch out what you take. You know, because things will just, right now, and I can say it's 100%, I have taken no supplements.
Do you think supplements are overrated? Because I hear them.
I will now because at the time I was 32, 33.
Right.
And I can push more weight now than I looked bigger then.
Uh-huh.
I looked bigger.
Right.
But I couldn't push as much weight.
See, we've got a mutual friend, and I'm not going to call him out because he has a great business, and I've gotten stuff there before, and the stuff is great, but I've seen a lot of people that are buying into that Herbalife supplement thing. And I've heard a lot of people saying that it's garbage, and not that it's not good for you, mm-hmm. but it's not as good as they claim it is. But I've also seen people that they just swear by, like, these 12, 10, 15 different supplements. And to me, it seems like it's a bit of an illusion, because you're also doing an activity, or you're changing your diet to a healthy diet.
Lifestyle.
So you're kind of you're doing two things, but one of them is that actual beneficial thing, and the other is just the icing on the cake. But you associate them together.
And, like, I'm not gonna bash them,
right?
I went and sampled. So, like, I'll go in there if I want to have a question, I'm gonna try it.
Right.
I'm gonna look at what's on there, and I'm gonna read it and analyze all that stuff, and then try it anyways, just mm-hmm. because, see what it's like. They do make an awesome energy booster one.
Oh my gosh, yes. I love it.
Give them that. It did wonders for me for, like, a day that I had zero sleep.
Now, the shakes, they were pretty tasty. Mm-hmm. But what I noticed a lot of it was, every time they talked to me, it was, well, it's got appetite suppressants in it. One of the things the guy said to me.
That's the placebo effect, exactly. Is it not?
Well, it could be a placebo, but it could still be whatever, you know, they, you know, yeah, whatever that gets put in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying that it's a placebo, but it's also, that could be where you're thinking you're getting those great results.
Right.
And then whenever you come up on a broke month or whatever and you can't buy it, well, then your eating habits, you kind of go back to...
Right.
And, you know, I tell a lot of people, man, as long as you're doing... Right. If it's helping you, I don't care. As long as it ain't bad for you, I don't care.
Well, and it's getting your mind right anyway. So, I mean, even if it doesn't work, it's you're still consuming a shake instead of a sausage, egg, and cheese McMuffin from McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're still using consuming a low-calorie breakfast instead of a high-calorie fast food restaurant breakfast, which is ultimately going to be better for you. So even if they sprinkle in some stuff, tells you the magic dust makes it work, it doesn't matter if the stuff that doesn't work. You're still doing
in the head
a good thing.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. And you know, that's why I tell people. Like, a lot of people look at me like now, right now, all I'm doing is like, so I'm a science project, man. I'm seeing what's working. I'm seeing what's not working.
Does the protein whey? I see this is a huge trend now, as everybody's buying these big, huge containers
of protein. Man, and people's like, man, how come you don't take no supplements?
Mm-hmm.
How come you ain't taking no supplements? You know, and you're getting gains. You're
right.
Getting something. You're getting strong. You're
hard work.
It is hard work. I mean, you see me at 10 o'clock at night, and I got to be at work at like 8 in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm in there like... Sometimes I don't get in until 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Do you have a routine? Like, is it like...
Kind of, sort of, man.
Schedule?
Right now, man, I got... And it's unreal, dog. This is part of the week that I had. I've had two guys that want to learn how to box come up to me.
Right.
One's an MMA fighter that was a... And I'm pretty excited about this kid.
Let me hit pause before we get another story. Guys, if you are listening in, we're talking about health, workout routines. If you've got something to weigh in, our phone number is 516-666-9510, or you can email us at aameetingpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your advice, your stories, what worked for you, what didn't work for you, especially on the supplements. Is it bullshit or is it good stuff? Anyway, go back to your story, Arlo. I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Well, and people's like, man, how come you ain't taking this? How come you don't take this? I take this, I take that, I take this, I take mm-hmm. that. I had Scott Tiny McDaniel told me once. He goes, you know, like when they started creatine. I said, yeah. He goes, you know how they said creatine works?
Yeah, I've heard.
I said, no, how did they get that supplement to work? He goes, take creatine, for example. He said, they put a trial and test to you, right?
Uh-huh.
They take a person and say, okay, what's your bench? And, oh, okay, I'm working out. My max bench is, say, 295.
Right.
295. Well, in 6 weeks of taking creatine, they retest the kid. And if it goes up 2 pounds,
mm-hmm.
5 pounds, they can say it works.
Right.
Because he increased in 6 weeks.
Well, in the scientific method, you have to have a really hard, stringent routine. And you can't change anything else. You can only change that one factor so that you can tell if it's a difference. Now, if you change like 7 or 8 different things, you don't know what caused that gain. Correct? I mean, is that right?
Okay, repeat that one more time for me.
Okay, so when I say scientific method, I mean you're comparing data.
Uh-huh.
And those parameters, that data has mm-hmm. to be the same thing over and over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then you make a change. And then to see what impact it made. Now, if you start, let's say, change the diet, add supplements, and increase hydration, well, you just ruined the test.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the funny part, because what people don't get is a lot of your supplements, a lot of your protein, you can get out of your food.
Right.
Go read what your food gets.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can weigh that stuff in.
Oh, you're going to be so disgusted at the stuff that's in the food.
You will. Yeah. You will. I mean, you know what's funny is you go look at turkey meat, and everybody's like, oh, I got to go with turkey meat. I'm going to go with... Man, there's so much sodium in it.
Right.
And it don't have much different on fats and everything else than regular hamburger meat.
Yeah.
It's just that they say it's good for you, so good Lord, my phone just fell. What happens whenever I'm getting text messages?
Right.
But, and so,
like I said, you can get a lot of your stuff through your own foods.
Mm-hmm.
And people don't get that. They're like, oh, I got to have this. Oh, I got to have this. And here's another thing. Like I don't really take pre-workouts. I mm-hmm. will every now and then. If I'm dead dog-ass tired, I'll take something just to give me a kick.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't even take that much.
Right.
Like, I won't take a whole scooper and then go throw up weight. Because I was listening to, I can't remember if it was Mark Bell or Joe DeFranco. They said, when you're taking an energy kicker like that,
mm-hmm.
they said, is it you really moving the weight? Or is it that adrenaline rush that the thing's giving you?
Right.
I was like, okay, well, I'd rather throw up 305 on my own and say, hey, I did it myself, dead dog ass tired. And you know, like I said, people sitting there like, oh, how come, Arlo, how come you ain't taking this? How come you don't buy this? You know, what do you think of this? And the best answer I got is, I'm broke. Man, that stuff's expensive, dog. I ain't trying to spend $200
and that stuff is expensive. All those supplements and crap, and the pregame workouts and pre-workouts, post-workouts, and people are like, super, man, why expensive. Do you eat such garbage? I was like, are you kidding me? It is like 10 times cheaper. My two-pack a day habit is not cigarettes, it's ramen noodles. Why? Because they're 13 cents a pack. I eat two packs, that's 26 cents, and I fed myself for lunch. No, it was garbage, but you know what? I got full, and it cost me 26 cents. Go to McDonald's, I can hit the dollar menu and poor man it for under $5, have a burger, fries, and shake drink for under $5. Now, if I go to Subway and have a salad, it's at least $6. If I go to a restaurant and have a salad, it could be more. So, I mean, yeah, I mean, you can eat healthy, but it does cost more. How's your meal prep doing? You still doing that?
Yeah, man, I do, but it's all on me.
Yeah.
I get tired and let that win sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, and that's life, you know. Yeah. And people's like, oh, well, you didn't. Well, I'm going to tell you what. It's in a perfect world, it would happen.
Sure.
You know, it don't mean I still don't eat bad. Yeah, and don't mean I don't eat good. You know what I mean? Yeah. I should say. I mean, I still go out, and if I can't do it that day, well, I'll go get a grilled chicken salad from Subway.
Yeah.
Because I know what I got to do. I ain't trying to put none of their bread in me full of sodium.
Yeah.
It sucks. I'd love to.
Yeah. Dude, when I had my Meniere's disease started really mm-hmm. kicking in.
Sodium got you.
It did. And they told me I had to eliminate caffeine. I had to cut as much sodium as possible. Everything has sodium in it.
Everything.
And some bottled waters have sodium in it. I'm like, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, and my food was so freaking bland.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can use sea salt because, I mean, it's a different type of sodium. Yep. But
That sucks, man. And everything does.
And we're in the South, dude. I mean, we
grew up on
watch on Paula salt. Deen, man. That's how our mothers and grandmothers cook, minus the racism. But
some people's.
Just joking, Paula Deen, if you ever hear this, I know. Anyway, but I mean, we cook with butter and lard and molasses. We don't.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we've done our whole life.
Right.
And, you know, like, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's still phenomenal. Don't get me wrong, I still take a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Or I don't want to go crazy.
You know? I want to get a dietitian on here sometime.
Well, that'd be awesome.
If any of you out there listening.
Not just someone that just knows their stuff.
Not the front desk clerk in a dietitian's office. Like, you are a legit dietitian.
I'm a front desk clerk.
We want to hear from you, especially if you can teach
my buddy, people. My buddy Will that I'm talking about, he's a actual like personal trainer and does stuff like that.
Well,
and like when I get Wes on here, Wes can help talk about writing a plan. I mean, they're not dietitians, but they know the nutrition part. And you know what's funny is what I tell a lot of people. A lot of people don't understand.
Right.
And I've seen this with people that say they're coaching forever, mm-hmm. you know, and training people forever. And I've seen this so many times. What people don't realize is a huge difference between nutrition and fitness.
Right.
Yeah, they might be able to teach people how to get in shape, but they can't tell them what to eat. You know, how to eat, that schedule, what to eat to get in shape.
Right.
Don't get me wrong, it's not rocket science.
Right.
But some people are telling people that don't need to cut something out to cut something out.
Well, and there's people like me who don't know the first thing about it. We make it a lot harder than it has been.
Exactly.
We assume when you say, oh, you're going to have to do your caloric intake, shit, I'm going to be eating rabbit food for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be eating those foods.
You automatically just put those horrible thoughts in your head.
Yeah.
And it don't have to be, and that's what people don't get. And, And you know, some of those coaches make it sound that way, obviously. Yeah. Or they'll be like, look, we can do this, we'll get you on this kind of diet. And yeah. I'm like,
you're no longer eating for flavor, you're eating for sustenance.
And the other thing I've noticed about a lot of people who are coaches,
right,
is they can coach people who already have a base.
Right.
You know, who have some kind of foundation mm-hmm. of being an ex-athlete or being a just someone who maybe just being naturally gifted athletically but never used it, right. never did it. Right. And then, like, I've seen coaches that can't coach people. And the people that I want to coach, I want to coach people who, like I said, who don't know how to start but want to finish. That's what I want to do.
Right.
I want to get people in there that we can help. That we can, you know, just better lives. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not looking to make, you know, training world class athletes.
Right.
I want to help people.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, that's what to me life's about. You know, what you give for everyone around you.
Sure. And you know, we're not professionals just yet. Arlo will be here in a matter of months. But if you guys got questions, nutrition, how to get started in your workout routines and stuff, shoot us an email, give us a call in. But the email is going to be better because we're working on getting some guests up that's yeah. going to be extremely knowledgeable on the subject matter. But we got a couple other topics that we did want to discuss. In the show, and I know you really wanted to touch on that Manny Pacquiao fight.
Okay, we're going to touch base real quick on this. I mean, it was the fight itself.
Right.
It was pretty action-packed.
Yeah.
I mean, Horn kept coming forward. I give him credit. He tried to keep coming forward. The thing that I didn't get was when you look at the CompuBox numbers, Manny 2-1 punched him on almost everything. Manny doubled his connection rate on him. I mean, yeah. Manny put in the work, and they gave Horn a landslide unanimous decision.
Wow.
And they were like, oh, it was a bloodbath for a fight. Yeah, it was, but it wasn't because of the punches. The dude kept headbutting Manny. And I was like, I don't get it. And then round nine, Horn gets hurt. He's all over the ring getting pummeled, mm-hmm. looking like he should be done. Ref don't stop it. Let him go and finish the fight, and somehow he wins. I'm not calling for corruption.
Right.
But it's a little fishy, man, when you got a dude that's getting pummeled like that and the ref won't stop the fight.
It was shady. I mean, it wasn't a clean victory.
And then the dude has the audacity at the end of the match to sit there and say he's calling out Floyd Mayweather.
Oh, God.
For what?
Everybody calls out
Floyd. Of course, they do. But for what, man? You got handed you a world title.
Yeah.
And if they come back and rematch, like, soon,
yeah,
it's just going to be to try to set up a trilogy to make fight money. That's what they're going to set up for.
Do you think Pacquiao's got that much left?
I don't know. I mean, he beat the guy anyways. I mean, he beat him again.
Right.
Because Horn wasn't nothing really impressive to me. I mean, he threw mm-hmm. a bunch of wide shots that didn't really connect. That's why they weren't on the combi bars.
So I don't fully understand. I don't know if we've got enough time left in the show to... for you to break it down to, how does the scoring system work?
Scoring system is like most accurate punches.
Okay.
Who lands the most punches, most accurate punches, who ring generalship, who controls the way the fight's going, like who's controlling the pace.
So, like, I mean, are you sitting there with, like, one of those ticker things, and so, okay, landed a punch.
I'm assuming someone is. I don't know how that part works. Okay. I'm assuming something is.
Well, I know you. I hear you talk about scoring a fight. I scored mm-hmm. it, like, 100, whatever. Mm-hmm. What makes those numbers? Where are those numbers
It's based from? On a 10-point 10-point system.
Okay.
If you win the round, you get 10 points. If you lose the round, you get 9 points.
Oh, okay. Okay, now I'm falling.
Unless you get knocked down, then you get another point deducted, and you get an 8. Every knockdown, you're getting a point knocked off.
All right.
So if there's, like we spoke about last week, if there's no standing, if there's no 3 knockdown rule,
mm-hmm.
you get knocked down 3 times, and you got 6.
That's a TKO, right?
Well, normally it would
in
be.
In one round.
Normally it would be, but unless it's a unless they have that 3 knockdown rule off, then you're looking at, like I said, a 6-10 round, you know, mm-hmm. 10-6 round.
That's hard. That's almost impossible to come back from. I mean, you get a 10-6 round, you might as well pack shit up and go home.
Right.
I mean, because people's like, well, what does that mean? People may ask what that means. That means you're already down 4-1. One round, that means you already, because you're, you see what I'm saying? Because it's based on that 10 points.
It makes sense now. Mm-hmm. So now I understand. And that makes, I mean, it puts a lot of puzzles together, pieces together, because I always see the ref going, mm-hmm. okay, if you do, I'm going to deduct a point.
Mm-hmm.
And so, can you imagine being a referee and try to score this crap and watch?
Oh, it'd be impossible. And, you know, there's actually, how many refs is there? I think it's just two refs. I know there's one on the outside.
Right.
But there's actually two refs, one on the outside, one on the inside.
Uh-huh.
But the ultimate, everything, and the reason I'm throwing this out there is because if you watched Douglas Tyson back in 1989 or 90, whenever they fought, the big controversy was that Mike Tyson knocked out Buster Douglas.
Uh-huh.
And people say the ref gave him a slow count. Well, it was a little slow, but Douglas had all his senses. I don't care what anybody says. They can say Douglas was knocked. Nah, he laid there and hit the ground. He was just a little woozy. Hmm. Was it a long count? Yeah, it was a little long. It might have been a little long. I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
When Mike got knocked down, Mike was out. Right. He could have been counting for 2 minutes and Mike wouldn't have been back to his senses. But the reason being is the outside ref was like on six or seven. And then the inside ref, which that's the ultimate decision goes to, is the inside one.
The one you see.
Yeah. He spins around, either gives him a 4 or 5. So he was like a second or two off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where everybody's like, oh, it was a long count. Yeah, it was a little long. I mean, but like I said, nothing compared to Mike's. He could have counted for another. He
could have counted for another 5-10 minutes.
He could have counted for 120. He wouldn't go nowhere. He'd have went 120 seconds, and yeah. Mike still would have been like, I don't know where I'm at, and yeah. pretty messed up. So, I mean, and like I said, the fight last night, man, good fight, good show for boxing, but crap for the ending, man. It really screwed Manny. Teddy Atlas, I love Teddy Atlas because he speaks his mind. He says mm-hmm. it how it is. Teddy's flipping out saying this fight was rigged, this fight's this, they need to quit doing this to boxing. He's going crazy.
And who was he in regards to this fight? Was he one of the commentators?
Okay. And Teddy Atlas, great trainer.
Wow.
Teddy Atlas, one of the best trainers you'll ever meet.
That's a big deal to be on air covering the fight.
He don't care. I've heard him say it a million times when he thinks someone got, they call it jobbed, when someone gets jobbed. Teddy sit there and said they brought Manny and Horn both down, right? And Teddy's talking to him. And Teddy's, you know, kind of almost apologizing to Manny. You know, like, dude, this sucks. I'm sorry this had to happen.
Right.
And then he goes over to Horn and he goes, round 9. Or he looks at him and goes, I don't think you won the fight. I mean, Teddy's a real dude, man. Yeah. Teddy's a real dude.
I love people like that.
And he goes, I don't think you won the fight. And he's like, now let me ask you. I mean, I respect that you won, but I don't think you won. He said, now let me ask you. Round 9, they should have stopped that fight. After round 9, did you honestly believe you won the fight? He put the dude on the spot.
Ugh.
And Horn's like, Horn's a fighter. I understand. I'd have said the same thing.
Yeah.
He goes, yeah, I believe I won the fight. And Teddy goes, okay, I disagree, but I respect your decision. You know, I respect you. And I was like, hey, Fred, Teddy just straight up called us.
I'm not familiar with it, but I've already freaking love
Atlas.
I mean, that's awesome. I mean, we need more people like that in showbiz. That's not just going to placate. That they're going to tell it like it is, cut through the bullshit.
And he does, man. He's one of the realest dudes you'll meet in boxing. And
that's awesome.
People hate him, and it's funny because I do a lot of his stuff,
uh-huh.
so I don't hate on him. Like I'm lit, dude. When I'm in the corner, I'm not throwing punches, showing how great I am.
Right.
I hate when trainers do that because you'll get a lot of trainers who try to talk big, and people say Teddy is all about the show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. He's just got a lot of fire.
Yeah,
because I got a lot of fire.
Passionate.
Yeah, I got a lot of fire. I'm in there cussing my guys in the corner.
Right.
If you're doing something right, I'm going to tell you you're doing right, but I'm going to tell you how we're going to keep doing it right.
Right.
And if you're doing something wrong, well, I'm going to tell you you're doing it. I'm going to tell you you're doing it wrong, dog. And
fucking up, man.
I'm going to tell you we fucking up, and then I'm going to tell you, you know what? We either going to fix it or I'm throwing in this towel, so you better fix it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to let you know what we're doing.
Right.
Well, anyway, so people get mad and people bash Teddy, and they're like, oh, he's all about the show because. Watch Michael Moore versus Evander Holyfield one.
Okay.
And that's where he got famous on. And he's telling, you know, and he's being real. He's mm-hmm. just raw. And he's like, oh, you know, he's telling Michael Moore, he's like,
you're lying to yourself, kid. You're lying to yourself. And
right.
Tomorrow you're going to wake up and cry. You're going to cry tomorrow. You're going, 'cause you're losing this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's being real.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, he became about the show. He just won the camera on. No, the camera on is whenever you got like dudes in there throwing punches. You need to, okay. No one needs to see how good of a
backseat boxing.
Yeah, yeah, man. Well, that ain't doing nothing. You just trying to show America that you're on camera.
Right.
That you can throw some blows too. Well, guess what? You're a trainer. I'm going to assume you can throw some blows. Nothing irritates me because I do, man. You ask my boy Brian Port, who I work corner for every one of his fights, man. We get in there. I trained him for like 3 months. The first time he wanted to learn how to fight, he goes, man, all he wanted to do was do a tough man in Muskogee. And Brian goes, man, dog, I want to do a tough man. I said, okay, when is it? He's like, 2 months. I said, all right, we got this. He was already in pretty decent shape, so I just showed him what we needed to do, what I said would beat.
Get the basics down, fundamentals.
Yeah, that's it. That's all you need. All you need is a jab to win the tough man. Mm-hmm. So we get in there. Of course, he wins. But the last round, man, he's tired. Last fight of the championship.
Blown up.
Yeah, the last fight of the championship fight of the last round was sitting there, and he fought like 3 times that night.
Right.
And so he's tired. And he didn't knock none of them out. So it went the distance. So and they're only 1 minute rounds, but man, he wasn't in the best of shape. We were, you know, it was just, it was the start. Well, I know he got hard because he went and did it. And we're sitting there waiting the last round. He sits down and he'll tell you the same story. I wish I could get him call in right now. He sits down. This is what he looked like. He goes, well, I'm tired. And I said, oh, I was pissed when he said that.
Yeah.
I said, I don't give a fuck if you're tired. I said, you got 1 fucking minute.
Yeah.
That's it. 60 seconds all out.
Yeah.
That's it. I said, I don't care if you're tired. I'll carry your big ass out of here.
Yeah, right.
We finish. He's like, okay. He's just getting fired. I mean, he was still gasping. But I could see that spark going. And I'm just going, dude. I'm lit. I'm like, girl, we came too far for you to get tired right now. You know what I mean?
Awesome.
And he gets in there, drops the dude in that last round. Didn't knock him out, but hurt him. Mm-hmm. And I was like, and then it was like 10 seconds in the fight, into that round. He knocks that dude down. I was like, man, this is easy money. It's over. It's over. Nope. That gas tank hit rock bottom. And he's like,
he sputtered out.
Yeah, his hands are barely up. And I was like, good Lord, we got like 20 seconds.
Leaning them back on the pecs a little bit so they stand up.
Body's holding it up, you know. Just T-Rexing them arms. But, I mean, we made it through it, man. He won. It was a fun experience.
A win is a win. Can you imagine winning one and just, like, literally crawling across the finish line and still come out the first man?
That's pretty much what it was. He got done. He was just like,
inching. And then just as you get to the finish line, you're still short. Stick out your tongue.
I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you what breaks my heart about that one, though.
Okay.
What breaks my heart, I'm going to wrap it up real quick.
Okay.
What breaks my heart about that, man, is we never made him a champion. And we had 2 championship fights. They were small companies, but it was something that I wanted.
Right.
And I know he wanted it, but it was something. And I didn't even want it for me. I didn't want it to boost my name. I wanted it for so bad for him, for us.
Well, there's work passionate blood, sweat, and tears that was put in.
A lot of people didn't know. They were like, oh, well, you train him. I was also a sparring partner.
Right.
I had enough legs left to be a sparring partner.
Right.
You know, so I was in there sparring with him. Showing him what these guys would do, because I understand fighting. People act like I don't. That's what me and my trainer talked about last night. We said the thing is, pisses a lot of people off. Only 5 people really know how damn good I am at this. And the other ones are just in denial and get pissed because everywhere they go, I'm still a rumble in the fucking ground.
Yeah.
Fuck, there's Arlo. Fuck. You can just see it, but they'll still come up and shake my hand. Why? Because they respect me. Yeah. But, and that's the thing that broke my heart, though, was that he didn't. We never won that title. And we got so close every time, man. I mean, it was just like, it was right there just to grab. You know, it was like.
Brass ring is, I mean, you could touch it with the fingertips, but you can't slip it on the finger.
What killed me, man, the most was, it was always in that moment where, it was in that heat of that moment where one move, one way or the other, was going to decide what that fight was going to happen.
Right.
And it just never went our way.
Horrible.
Yeah, and that's how life goes sometimes,
man. It is. Well, I tell you, we are winding down to the end of the show. And as I do every show, it's time for me to whore myself out. And if you don't like to hear me saying this, you could buy a spot on the AA meeting for your business or your function, organization, whatever. We need sponsors. So help us make a bigger show. And as a result, we can help your business out. We can get the word out there, word of mouth. I've got a big mouth, and I'm even bigger presence online. So we'll throw you on Facebook. We'll put you a little graphic up, put your logo up on our videos, and throw you a spot here on the podcast, and help us pay our bills and bring a better show. But as I do every week, you know, this is for the AA meeting. I'm Adam, and I'm going to turn you over to my man Arlo for some words to live by.
Man, you know, we talked a lot about everything today. You know, we talked about life. We really talked about love, and that's usually a topic. But I'm going to end it with a little bit of a love quote for all of us still, because at the end of the day, that's ultimately what we seek. I'm not talking about relationships, I'm talking about love in general. But I'm going to talk about, you know, I'm going to wrap it up with everything with life. You know, I try to tell people, infuse your life with some action. Ultimately, infuse your life with some action. I try to tell people, you know, this goes back to when we talked about people that we know will finish the race, they just don't have to start. Infuse your life with some action. Because we can't wait. You can't wait on it to happen, because it's not going to happen. You're going to sit there on the sideline. You got to go out. You got to make these things happen. Someday is not a day of the week. All we got is right now. Every day. That's all we got is right now. Yesterday's gone. We ain't got that. Tomorrow's too far away. All we got is today, baby. Make your own future. Make your own destiny. Make your own happiness. Because everything you want in life is right in front of you. And here's where I'm going to leave it with the love part. Make your own love. Believe me when I say that. Reach out. Make your own love. Whatever it is. If it's friendship, relationships, all the above. All the above. Reach out. Make your own love. Don't ask why. Because a lot of people are like, well, why am I feeling this way? Why do I get this way? When it comes to matters of the heart, sometimes they ain't meant to be understood. It's just meant to be felt. Remember that. So go with it. Just go with it. Have 30 seconds of insane courage. Trust me, something amazing is going to happen in life. Till next week. Keep living strong. Keep training strong. Most importantly, baby, keep loving strong. AA meeting. We out.